Detective Miller, back on record. Everybody that's here, please state your name.
Sergeant David Brewer, ID 6029.
Elliot Bernstein, September 30th, 1963.
Candace Bernstein, October 9th, 1972.
It's February 11th, 2012. It's just a few minutes after we stopped the last one. Elliot, you told me at that time that you wanted counsel. Do you wish to continue speaking with me or not?
I do wish to continue speaking.
Let's go to the death investigation. Yes. Whether you understand this or not, I have honestly put, originally, when we first started this months ago, a lot of hours into all this. And you take bits and pieces out of my report and try and slam it. Okay? That is all based on what you provided to me. Because you're telling me you are a victim. In every other case I've worked in 15 years of law enforcement, a victim has to provide me a statement and specifically point out. Because I don't live your life. I haven't, ever. Okay? I live mine. So I did the best I could. And the only thing you pointed out to me was the Kimberly Moran. Yes, you sent me many of emails, but the emails bounce all over the place. And I have asked you multiple times, let's meet in person. Okay? That is how, with every other victim I have, I do this. Okay? That's how you work a case efficiently. Now, I'll reference your father. Yes, I worked a death investigation. I went over, I got the medical examiner report, read it. Okay? It specifically states he passed of a heart attack.
For the record, just prior to going back on tape, Mr. Bernstein, did you not in fact state that your father was possibly murdered?
I stated that it's alleged by my brother and others.
Well, what are you alleging?
I'm alleging I don't know yet. I'm trying to figure all this out.
Because the statement I heard you say, my father was possibly murdered. Did you not make that statement?
Possibly, yes.
You possibly made the statement or he was possibly murdered?
Possibly murdered.
Thank you.
Okay, but that's based on what other people first alleged, and now what, you know...
Well, now you're clarifying, but okay. Your original comment was my father was possibly murdered.
And the reason, yes, but the other part of that statement was that the coroner has reopened the autopsy to now test for heavy metal poisons. Are you aware of that? I believe I sent that information to you.
You sure they're doing that?
I'm positive. But there's a letter from Michael Bell.
Okay. Dated...
to the original signature of that document, the waiver that Kimberly Moran sent, my only claim has been that that is not an original, that the original had handwriting on it, and that we needed to get from Spallina the original so we could see, is that what ended up in the court?
Okay. It is, because it's the one that was rejected.
No, but
the question to you is, did you or did you not sign that form at some point in time?
I don't know. I have to see.
You signed a version of that form, right?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know.
Did you sign any form?
I did. But I don't think the one that we...
What was the intent of the form?
The intent of the form was to first get all of the documents. See, it's a waiver form. You're waiving your interest that you say, I see my interest in this estate, and I'm now waiving it. Now, Mr. Spallina, to use that document, would have to know that I had informed consent, it's called, as to what I was waiving. By withholding the documents, that I would have had to have that informed consent, he knew right there when he had the waiver that I didn't have the informed consent necessary.
But you did sign a form. What
yes,
was the
I
intent
did.
Of that form?
The intent of that form was to waive my interest after receiving the documents that would show me my interest. And I put that not only on the form in handwriting, but in an email to him that I gave to Detective Miller that stated that very clearly I was only signing this form due to the duress of my father, and I was waiting for the documents he was supposed to send me, which would show me my interest and allow me to legally waive my right.
Why would you sign a form saying I'm signing under duress?
Because my father is being tortured. So the reason I was signing it was to make sure that my dad wasn't worried and protect myself by saying, I'm only sending this to you because my dad's under duress. And so it's in the actual email that I sent the document with.
Was your intent to waive or not waive?
Well, based on seeing the documents, I had no idea. I didn't know. Maybe I was getting $40 million and I wouldn't have waived it.
Was that your expectation to receive $40
million? I have no idea. I didn't even know I was a beneficiary. I wasn't told that either by the lawyer.
Earlier, so you told us it didn't matter if you were getting money or not.
I said I would do it to help my father.
So now it matters if you're getting money or not.
Of course, I have to see what I'm waiving. That's why this whole argument fails. But, okay, if we want to go down that path.
What argument fails?
The argument fails that the waiver is, it was my intent to sign the waiver. Okay. My intent was clear, to only sign the waiver and have it used after. You see, I almost would be committing perjury in that document. Okay. Meaning I signed a document that said, I've seen my interest, and I'm waiving it.
Do you understand that that's civil?
Unless the intent was to defraud me.
Did she benefit from it?
Who?
Kimberly Moran.
Well, you got to look at the whole Spallina, etc.
No, I don't. I'm asking specifically, did she
benefit? Well, I don't know.
Benefit? No, she did.
Well, you don't know that. I don't know.
Well, you're just telling me what I know and I don't know.
I just said, Dewey. Do you know that? I don't know that. You said, I know that she didn't.
And you told me I don't.
And I said, I have no idea. How would I know if she did or didn't? Come on.
How would she have benefited?
Being paid off. For committing a lot of fraud.
Are you alleging she was paid off?
I said I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to discover this.
It's hard to get just an answer, yes or no. You qualify every answer with allegation.
Well, I'm not doing the investigation. I was waiting for you to do the investigation of if she was paid off or why she did this. So far, she's told three different stories to three different official investigatories agencies of why she did this. I can't believe you, and I've given that information to Detective Miller. And I'm kind of surprised why she was allowed to tell one story to the governor's office that the documents were identical, that she didn't forge signatures.
You mean the state attorney's office?
No, the governor's office. And then she tells Detective Miller she forged the signature.